Hands up, don't shoot.
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 Yes. Don't shoot. Michael Brown Jr., born 1997 in the state of Missouri. Assassinated August 9th, 2014, 12:07 p.m. noon, Central Time Zone. Yes, my beloved, we are having mass for a few moments on the young lad that you, I'm sure you heard the CNN, Worldwide News, AP, UPI, how this young lad was gunned down by a police officer, Darren Wilson. 28 years old officer shot down this young lad who graduated from their high school and was prepared to go to college the next week. And he got gunned down on Saturday, the 9th of August, and was prepared to go to school on Monday. And they took his life. He was running. He's jaywalking. And the officer cursed at him to get on the sidewalk in a rude way. And I'm not going to go into the details. I'm sure you heard the news. And they came up to him, and he was trying to get away. And he shot him and turned around, knelt down, raised his hands, shot him some more, 6 to 8 times. So we are honoring life and remembering the young lad, the black lad, American, African American, as they say. And he was a young 18, a big teddy bear type of person. When I say big, he was a big guy, played football for the high school, and decided to take his life. So you heard the protests, the riots, various things happened all around the nation and the world has been aware of that. And so we, on the other side of the anthem, I'll get more into details, and we'll explain the glory of this young lad's life in the end that became the beginning.
Nobody's patria speech drum. Yes, nobody's sister as a filio. Charge Jesus Christ. Nobody's patria spiritus de santos. Amen. Glory be to the Holy Father. Glory be to the Holy Son, Jah Jesusi. Glory be to the Holy Ghost. Amen.
We thank you, eternal Jesus Christ, for blessing the life of Michael Brown Jr. We thank you for him being in the world and his spirit is much alive. His body's dead, but his spirit is still living. We thank you for blessing this young lad as we have mass of praise and honor and respect for life. We thank you, eternal Jesus, as we pray for Michael Brown. Thank you, Jay Susie.
We thank you, Jay Susie, for this young lad who lived in a mortal body, who came to this planet in Jah Jay Susie's name. We thank you for blessing his family. We thank you for blessing the officer that shot him. We thank you for touching his soul and every officer in that county, city, state. We thank you for moving your Jah Jay Susie spirit throughout that whole city, that it may reawaken to your love force within you. Jah Jay Susie, amen.
Amen. Today, this is August the 24th, a Sunday, and the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the new age of consummation and fire. And yes, we are into the Christmas season. We celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the name of Jesus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And we will continue, and like I said, I will explain more about Michael. Earlier Wednesday, I had mass for Michael and communication. But we're doing some more on the airwaves on purpose, by the direction of the Heiligen Geist, known as Holy Spirit. The importance of life, the awareness of Jesus Christ, and how that Michael Brown Jr., a young lad who will be laid, his body will be laid to rest on Monday. Matter of fact, your time zone tomorrow at 10 a.m., Missouri time zone or Central time zone in the United States of America. Missouri, those who know, is in the central United States of America. And they're expecting 5,000 to 20,000 to the memorial services, homecoming, celebration. The sanctuary seats approximately 5,000 at the, what is it here? Good, friendly, let me see. Lord Jesus, it's the Friendly Temple. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church. It's where he would be what they call laid to rest, or in the memorial services. And the presiding elder of the theology would be the civil rights leader, Dr. Reverend Al Sharpton from New York of MSNBC cable news talk show. He would be conducting the eulogy. So, anywho, they are going to mourn to a celebration. You know, no doubt it'll be a mourning, but there'll be a celebration of the life. And wait till you hear the news on the other side of the anthem. Lord Jesus song, ding dong, ding dong. Live in the name of Jaji Susie, baby.
This is Son of God University, rocking and rolling here, 2014. If you ever thought when you was born you ever be here, 2014, baby. Jesus is definitely on the scene here. My brother's going to get into more details about the other world that this lad went into.
Yes.
And then, too, after that, we're going to get into as far as how to love with all your heart, your mind, your soul. Who was the scriptures talking about? What was he talking about? Was he talking about Jesus, the being in the heavens? Was he talking about the Holy Father, Allah Jehovah? Or was he talking about the light of Christ within? All right, my loving brother.
Yes, welcome again. Live here, we're live in Shangri-La, Thailand, the Southeast Asia, where the monsoon season is going strong, and we hug long, and we love you strong. And yesterday, I had the honor to go back to the USI for 4 hours. 4 hours to lead a protest march in Edmonds, Washington. They had a big protest march in Seattle, Washington, about the young lad, Michael Brown, Jr., celebrating his life and about, you know, the assassination of him. Throughout the nation and the world, they've been protesting what's happening. So I had the honor to lead a small rally protest for about 10 minutes. And then I had the opportunity to speak to some young people and to a 12-year-old girl about how to pray to Jesus. That made my day. And so a quick 4 hours in the United States of America into the great Holy Ghost Washington State, and I zoomed back. I said, yeah, back over here, and then I'm going to zoom again, leaving to go to the United States in St. Louis, Missouri, right where the action is. I'll be there for one day, and then I'll zoom back here. Anywho, we were going to get into the details, and then I'll tell you why I go to Missouri. Am I going to the funeral? I don't go to funerals. There's no need to go to funerals, and you'll see why when you hear this testimony. But I will be there as whatever the Christ have me do, whether it's to inspire, to uplift, definitely to hug me long, and love me strong. Okay, Michael Brown Jr. was taken out of this planet on August the 9th. Okay, and August the 9th, now, when he knelt down, a lot of people say, oh, he knelt down and raised his hands. You heard the chant earlier, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot. Because he did say that, like, to the officer, like, hey, I'm surrendering. And he was already shot before he knelt down, you know, a sign of surrender. But he remembered in the Friendly Temple Sunday School, where you raise your hands and you pray to Jesus and you surrender. Like the song says, all to Jesus I surrender, all to Jesus freely give. I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender. Thank you for forgiveness. You know, and the song goes more and more. I'm not getting into the whole deal. But when that young lad got shot, and it was a total of, like I said, 6 to 8 bullets, well, in the middle of the fifth bullet, when he knelt down, he confessed to Jesus. He said, oh, great Jesus of Nazareth, divine Son of God, forgive me for every sin I have ever done. Now, they say he stole some cigarillos or cigars out of the store. Some say he bought them. Well, it don't matter right now, because whatever happened on that situation, he confessed to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Now, this is the fifth bullet that was going through him. This is a transition between death, life, and death, death into another life. And so as he was praying to Jesus, he was asking for mercy, and he was confessing. And then on the seventh round, of the near the last bullet, he says, "And I forgive the officer who is shooting me now. May he be forgiven by the blood of Jesus and by my bloodshed. Amen." That young lad immediately was taken into the loving arms of Jesus Christ. I want people on Facebook and my book, whatever kind of books you got, and email, Gmail, Christmail, and all them electronics. I want people to contact everybody all over the planet. And if those who know Mr. and Mrs. Brown family, Mr. Brown, Mr. the dad, and the mom, Leslie Brown, or Leslie, yes. If Michael and Leslie contact them and let them know about this program going on right now. Now, they might already know it, and they can hear it again live tomorrow, free of charge on the archives, that they may get this message of their great son, whom they love dearly. Now, immediately he was wrapped into the arms of Jesus Christ because he prayed to Jesus Christ. He submitted his life to Jesus Christ. He asked for forgiveness to Jesus Christ. And so he was taken up into paradise. And then after he was there for some time, because in the higher realms, time is not. Then he was sent, now remember, this is Saturday, August the 9th. Our last program came on August the 10th, the next day. So he was placed in purgatory for training school. He was permitted to hear our program on that next day and the time zone of the time zone. And so he heard it, and he got more edumacated, and he got more blessed. So as he received the truth, he probably spent, if you count it as earth time, one day in purgatory, our time zone, or our time length on the earth. And so therefore, he was elevated to paradise. And as he was elevated to paradise, what I have done a few days ago, Wednesday, the communication with, I saw him, handsome big teddy bear guy. And when he knelt down, there's Jesus right there and yours truly right there. And he said, "Oh, divine angel of mercy, thank you for your prayers." I knew he was talking to me, but I pointed to Jesus, you know, to get him there. I said, "He's talking to you, Jesus." He said, "No, my nigga, he's talking to you." Jesus got a sense of humor, even in judgment. Isn't Jesus cool? I tell you, like I said, don't edit this. You know, let it go direct truth. Jesus Christ is the cool God. You know, there's hope for everybody. There is hope. I rejoice with this young boy. I rejoice. So, a few days ago, which was today is Sunday in your time zone, so if you go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 days ago, on a Wednesday, my loving brother, I humbly say this to the glory of the Holy Ghost. I was able to christen him into sainthood. I felt so good. Why? Because I did it? No. Because he was able to elevate. You see what I'm saying? He was able to elevate. I said, Michael Brown Jr., in the solid name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I christen you in the sainthood. And he elevated. So the people tomorrow are going to celebrate his homecoming. Some will mourn. He is not in the casket. His spirit is not in Missouri. His body was there August the 9th. Today is August the 24th, a good transfiguration day. So this young lad is in the heavens rejoicing with Jesus Christ and all of us. He's alive. You see? And the book of Numbers, it says, oh God of all spirits, oh God of all flesh. So, Jesus Christ is considered Lord of the living and of the dead. And the Apostolic Creed is that I believe in the Holy Ghost and in the Holy Apostolic Catholic Church. And I believe in the judgment and the resurrection of the body. And I believe in the quickening power. You see? So, this guy, and it don't take Jesus Christ long to forgive sins. He knelt down while he was getting shot at. Think about this. This is why I want the parents to know this. I want Michael Sr. and Leslie to hear this. And if there are friends or people that know their phone number or their Facebook number, call them and let them know now. Don't hesitate. Because the truth is, life plus life times life equals life. And so when Michael, St. Michael Brown Jr., is that legal to say?
That's definitely
because
legal.
He's a saint.
He's a saint.
He has received the Son of God, the blood of the Christ. He believes in the Holy Ghost, and he believes in the Holy Apostolic Church, the church where Jesus Christ is presiding right now over us, on the heavens and in the earth. And so, St. Michael Brown Jr., now I know some of those rednecks might not like it over there in Missouri, but may God bless you, sweetheart. Because the young laddie, and you heard my brother pray earlier, forgive the officer, bless him and forgive them that did the shooting. And the young laddie, Michael, St. Michael Brown Jr., that was getting shot at and shot and killed it, dig my English there, killed it, new word, he was going into life. The book of John, the 6th chapter, it says, and they have passed from death unto life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You see? And of course, your body can live forever, too, you know, as you overcome. And then the good news, my brother, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, accepted him and honored him as a martyr. And so he was like St. Germain or St. Paul or St. Stephen, somebody. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
He was honored as a martyr of Jesus Christ because he didn't die. He gave his life. He was assassinated. He didn't die of sickness. He didn't die of anything. He died because he got shot, you see?
And so tell them what a martyr is.
Oh, yeah. A martyr is one who was assassinated for Jesus Christ, one who gives their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ, who have stood up and taught the truth, and someone took their life. Or, as in the war, they gave their life for the sake of peace, for the nation that they're fighting for, with the ideal of peace in their heart and love to Jesus.
And then tell them also about, as a martyr, what happens with their body when they get their body back.
Oh, yes. As a martyr, your body is transformed, likened unto a transfiguration, and the atoms and rays of your structure reassemble like they did Christine Mercy's husband, Ronnie, my dear Ronnie. It reassembles the body, and you got a physical body again.
So basically what you're saying, my loving brother, is that it's like he was transfigured to a degree.
Yes.
But as a martyr.
Yes.
Like Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he was a martyr. Even like Malcolm X was assassinated.
Yes, yes.
You know, so they are martyrs. So they get their, what my loving brother is saying is he gets his body back like he was a transfigured being.
Right.
So basically he's a god, basically, because he has his body and spirit. Usually, my loving brothers, when you die, you don't get your body back, right?
Right,
you don't get your body. You a spirit, you know. You don't get your body back,
right?
You know. So the parents. He's like my brother said. He's a saint.
Yes. No wonder, my brother. You know. Now you opened up my mind when I was doing mass the other day, and he knelt down before me and Jesus, and I said, wait a minute, I see his physical form, and he was smiling. Big guy, handsome, attractive, hair grew longer as we were talking, because in the realm of light. And I said, he gave me a bear hug and a regular hug, a glorified hug. And I said, he was just as jubilant. I cried with great joy of tears, while people would be crying in sadness tomorrow.
They shouldn't be.
No, they shouldn't be.
He's a God. He's a transfigured being.
Yeah, transfigured being.
And that's what everybody on this earth is working for, and that's our main message, basically, Son of God University, how to become a God on earth. He was a martyr. They wanted him to be assassinated because
right.
of their hatred, but it was transmuted into a god because he cried into the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
He had that, and it's, that's why it's very important. Like people, if they do go to church, they remember that.
Right. Right.
And it comes back to their memory. He said all that,
uh-huh.
and then after that, it was just glorious. He became a transfigured being. I mean, that's glorious. You guys should be having a praise service.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I mean, this guy is living with his body.
Yes, yes.
He's a transfigured being.
Yes. That's something to get excited about.
That's very excited.
At the friendly, I got to get the name of that church right in Missouri, where they're going to have the homecoming game services. Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church. I encourage you to shout, get the tambourine, clap your hands, stomp your feet, raise your hands, start raising your hands saying, don't shoot, hands up, raise your hands, say, glory to Jesus, my son is in the heavens, walking with the Son of God, praising the King of Glory. You see?
That's right.
And it's important that I say, why am I feeling this? It's so excitement. And Jesus Christ's love and Jesus Christ's energy was so manifesting. And I say, this guy got a solid body as though he got his body back. You know, and then when you said the magical word, you know, the inspiration, I say, that's right. Martyr, and martyr, your body's returned to you.
Your body.
And your body is glorified because you didn't die in sin. You were assassinated because of what you believe in your truth.
Right.
And he did a... You see, because the young lad is a sweetheart. He's big, about 242 pounds plus tax, and he plays football, and his school plays football on Saturday, and they won. They won the game. High school football team. See, the school in Missouri started on August 14, but in Ferguson, they got delayed because of the protest. Well, I didn't agree with that. They should have started them kids in school, but they had the governors and them, they had fear. So you figure you get all them children together, it might be a big massive protest, but they said it was for the protection. That was a cover. But anywho, they're supposed to start school on Monday, this coming Monday, tomorrow, on August the 25th. You see, but I feel many of them are going to go to the memorial services and pay their respects and have a jubilation time. So you heard the good news, sweetie Joy Sparks and everybody else who's listening around the planetary system, that this young, this young laddie, Michael, St. Michael Brown Jr., glorified body, energized, has been assassinated into glory. What the devil's meant for negativity, he was raised in glory. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
So he is a saint up there in glory land, and he's been christened in the sainthood, and Jesus is merciful. There's hope for the world. There's hope for even somebody getting assassinated. He called on Jesus Christ, just like in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, where when Stephen was being stoned, and he looked, he lifted his eyes up to the heavens, and he cried out to Jesus Christ, you see? And he said, don't lay the sin to this charge. In other words, don't let these people that are killing me be guilty. Let them be forgiven for their sins. And he glorified Jesus Christ, and his body was transfigured, transformed, you see? So this is real.
You better believe it. It's definitely real, my loving brothers. He is a God in the heavens. So the parents, the church, wherever you should be celebrating, not crying,
yes.
Stuff. This being is a divine being. He was christened by my loving brother, and my brother didn't know at first, but he said, I'm christening him, but he didn't know about the godhood. And then
right.
he said, man, this he said, that's right. He's a god, you know. He has his body. I mean, that's what everybody's on earth to do, is to keep your body glorified
yes.
here by the Christ Adams of the Holy Ghost. That's what it's about, baby. We're rolling in this Holy Ghost that's everywhere present, this omnipresent energy, which everybody is getting excited about.
Yes, yes.
You know, especially over there in the UK, as I was talking to Father Allah Jehovah, he was saying in the UK, they're rocking and rolling, America. Get
yes.
on the stick.
That's right.
They're on it, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we did the Treat for the Needy, they were the first ones, them and the Asian, that were moving it.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about as far as the Christ energy and stuff, they're on it. they are on it. He said that's the number one country that's on it, the UK. I give my hats off to the UK.
Yes.
You know, come on, American, let's get on the
that's
stick.
Right.
You are the light of the world. You're supposed to be doing it. You're supposed to be rocking and rolling. You have all that there is to be on the earth, all the riches in the world. And I found out, even on the schools, my mother, my loving brother and I was talking about, is rated, what, 20?
Sixth place in America,
in the world, and you're the richest nation.
Uh-huh.
And then two, as my son was reading National Geographic, it could be the poorest and the richest.
Right.
It was one of the poorest nations because it's a lot of poor people in America.
That's right.
It shouldn't be that way,
especially in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, it's a lot of poor.
Yeah.
People in America.
Yes.
And I was shocked when he read that.
Mm-hmm.
The poorest and they have the richest. Now, what kind of thing is that,
right.
You know? I mean, that's something to think about. You know, we need to get on the stick. I mean, we need to have, the revolution is on. It's within us.
Yes.
You want the revolution? It's here. Son of God University is here. We are revolutionizing your mind with the truth. And through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, it's happening everywhere.
That's right.
Everywhere that's hearing our voice. You can hear. We have the technology. We're using the technology so you can hear us live. You can hear us on the archives.
Yes.
It's no excuse.
Right.
It's no excuse. When you hear stuff is happening, like in we had an earthquake in California.
Yes.
Now, when stuff happens like that, it's something negative going on. The earth is a live being. It can only take so much. When negativity happens, something has to release. It's shaking. What is it, my brother? Do it's shaking. It's shaking the negative off, man.
Yes,
you know,
it's
shaking it.
Yes,
I was talking to Allah Jehovah before, he was saying in Napa Valley they got so complacent. They got all the wine. That's the wine capital of the world.
Yes.
So they have these high society drinks, and they even say we don't need Jesus. They say something else I'm not going to say. They
right.
use a curse word.
Right.
I can't say that. So we don't need it. And they got stolen. And that's why it's happened, the negativity they put out towards that.
Yes.
And then they had something in was it Peru?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And
same thing. Uh-huh. What's happening? A lot of witchcraft.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of mind control. See, anytime stuff happens, it's a reason it's happened. And Jesus doesn't do it, we do it.
Uh-huh.
We create it. We're creating this negativity.
Yes.
By our negative thoughts, our negative actions. We are created. And the angels just love, they laugh. You know, they laugh. Oh, look at them.
Uh-huh.
Like my brother says, Jesus has a simple humor. He says, no, you my nigga brother. I mean, he's cool.
Right.
I mean, this brother is cool.
Yes.
He knows all the slangs, all everything. He
yes.
said, Jesus talk like that? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's cool. He's cool like that, you know?
Smooth
like that.
Love like that.
He's love like that, you know? He's
yes.
a smooth, cool, motivated brother,
yes.
you know? And he's full of love.
Amen.
And we're going to get into this love as we talked about before.
Yes.
Now, my loving brother, when they say love, God, with all your heart,
uh-huh.
your mind, your soul, your spirit. What are they talking? Are they talking about Allah Jehovah? Are they talking about the Son of God, the being, Jah Jesus? Are they talking about the Jah Jesus, the Holy Spirit that's within us, that's all around us? Who are they referring to?
Okay, well, let me quote that scripture, and you find in the book of St. Matthew and St. Mark, the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Leviticus, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then some other verses say, thou shalt love Yahweh thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy might, and all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, that's the question. Who are they referring to? I'm going to say all of the above, but I'm going to get in divine detail. The main focus is the Holy Ghost, the God within us.
So why would you say that that's the main focus?
The main focus, because that's the power that Jesus Christ gave us. He says, and I am leaving, but I will send a comforter with you, and you shall not be homeless. and this comforter shall abide in you, with you forever. And this comforter will be with you always. And so this inner Christ that we love and worship is so intimate. If you notice the commandment, you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy mind. Where is the mind located? It's inside our brain.
Right.
Where is our brain? Inside our physical temple.
That's right, baby.
So, and with all thy heart, where is the heart that you're referring to? Our inner spirit. You see? So we're living this eternal energy with all of our heart, and we're loving this energy with all of our being. That means our heart flesh, as well as the heart center. We're loving the Lord energy with all of our spirit, our mind. We are in love with the Zoom light fireball energy, God J. Susie. And so this great Christ that is inside of us and all around us is at a split second. That's why the young laddie, St. Michael Brown Jr., was forgiven instantly. Because with all his being, he prayed to God J. Susie, eternal energy. And the eternal energy rescued him and forgiven him instantly. It don't take the Almighty a long time to forgive. Instantaneous forgiveness is given. Instantaneous hope is granted. Love is manifested. Hugs are everlasting. You see? So this great scripture, loving the Lord thy God, the Lord, which is 2 Corinthians 3:17. Are we still on the air? All this noise?
Yeah,
right
we
here?
Are.
Glory to Jay Susie. Thank
so,
you.
So we're talking about this energy. This is omnipresent energy.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
why it's so fast, and that's why it moves and grooves at an instant. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. You hit
okay.
it right on the thumbs, on the nosy. That this instantaneous great omnipresent Zoom light fireball energy within us and all around us, when we contact and we are aware and we live in that divine force, Jaja Susie, and we know the name of this energy. That's powerful. Like you heard me do the mass earlier. I did in Latin, Nominis Patris, and you know, Nominis is Filio, Jaja Susie, and Nominis is Spiritus de Santos, and which saying in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, Jaja Jesus Christ, in the name of Holy Ghost. You say, wait a minute, the Holy Ghost got a nine? Yes, you know. So it's like that name is the same name of the Son, Jesus, or Jesus. So calling on that name of power that is within us energizes, transforms our physical cells. Now that young laddie, I keep referring to the young laddie because it's all about love. St. Michael Brown Jr., who was assassinated on August the 9th, 2014, in the year of our Lord, Jesus Christ, or the new age of consummation and fire, he called on the love. You see, he said, oh, great Jesus of Nazareth. So how did he know that? He's intelligent, intelligent young man. His father, Michael Sr., and his mother, Leslie, taught him well. And he remembered, like, if you ever get in trouble, call on the magnificent name of Jesus Christ. And he did that, you see. And look where it got him. Up in glory. He ain't got no bills to pay. He ain't got to go through the stress that these earth beings have to go through because his mind is set on the love of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So that scripture says, thou shalt love the Lord. Now, 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, now the Lord, it's in all caps, is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Now, that's quoting from His Royal Majesty's Version, King James Version of the Bible. And the American Standard Version also has it in capital letters, you know, all caps. The Lord is that spirit. Now, that's saying something. That's a revelation. We spoke this many times before. It's an attention getter to recognize and to realize that the eternal energy is the main source of power. And that Holy Ghost on your coast, wherever you may live, or in the center of the world, or the center of the USI, it declares that loving the Almighty within you and all around you quickens you, renews you, gives you life. Well, look at the power. It was also revealed to me when the young laddie, St. Michael Brown Jr., when he's being shot, those eight bullets and those other two went to his heart. That's cold-blooded, but yet warm-blooded because the guy's alive. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when they shot him, he didn't to let the parents know, he didn't feel the ultimate pain that most people feel when they get shot eight times with a bullet. On the last bullet, He was quickened and jolted by the Holy Ghost. So when his body jerked, it was a quickening of the power because he was already prayed in. You see, he prayed to the Lord Jesus, and he got saved right there on the spot or redeemed from the negativity. So he was being separated and lifted from his body when the full assassination didn't complete its mission yet. Isn't that fantabulous? Like I said, between the fourth and the fifth bullet out of the eight bullets, he was already being detached like Nenea and glory by Jesus Christ and Annalise Sky Redway. He was being taken up so he wouldn't feel the agony and the pain. What stopped the pain? He called on the magic name, baby. He called on Jesus. 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 You see, he called on that name of supremacy. So he knew. So that Lord's teachings, or the Lord Jesus said, you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Even the police that crucified or assassinated Michael Brown. You see, I encourage you people in the Ferguson, Missouri, protest strong. Do it, intensify. Don't stop. Intensify it, you see, for the principle of what's going on over there. But do it in love, dignity, and majesty. Do it in power and with a sound mind. And let them people know you are intelligent too. Let them people know that you have the Spirit of God in you too. Let the people know throughout the world, because the whole world is watching Ferguson, Missouri, and St. Louis, Missouri, which is Ferguson is a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri, for those who don't know the history of the state of Missouri. So a lot of love is coming out of this situation that happened over there. And then 9 days later, another guy was assassinated or shot 9 times. And he was a black guy, also, or African-American black, as they call it. Did I say it right? American, African-American black, yeah. And Mr. Powell, thank you, Holy Spirit. Right. He was assassinated, and he had a mental, unstable mentally, to a degree. Because he said, it's kind of interesting, he said, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. And what did they do? They ended up shooting him. You know, he had a wielding knife, they so say. And it's like, okay, why didn't they take the batons and knock the knife out of the guy's hand? Even a little six-year-old asked a question, like, why didn't did the police take the batons to knock the deal out of the other guy? You know, they got shot. Now, it's amazing. They just shot one on the 9th of August, and then 10 days later, on the 19th, another one got shot. So Missouri is going through some changes. They need some revitalization, and they definitely need the love of the Son of God. You see, because them people over there, and blessed be that state, they got the wicked from being behind the times. And while I'm on this subject, who on the earth told those policemen to give a limitation on the power of protest? Well, you can know this is a protest zone. No, that's unconstitutional. There is no such thing as a protest zone. You have the freedom in the United States of America to protest anywhere, at any time, at any place, whensoever you desire. You are covered by the First Amendment rights, and according to Dory Monson in Seattle, Washington, a radio talk show host, you are authorized by the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, and his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to protest. That's a God-given right, a God-given gift, and the Constitution rights just happen to sanction what Almighty God has already, you know, organized.
We get to that subject.
Uh-huh.
What was that interview that was going on? This guy was hating everybody. I mean, what's up with that?
There was an officer there. And most people saw it on the cable news, CNN and ABC and NBC, CBS and UPI and whatever else, iNews and iPhones and iTunes. The guy said, the officer said, he said, you know, if I'm called to someplace, and they have an argument between a husband and a wife, they should just kill each other. He said, they're wasting police time. He said, and if you call me, I'll just shoot you. I just don't like you. I kill everybody. I just don't like he said, you get in my way, I'll blow you away. I just don't like it. I just don't like niggas. I don't like nobody. It's like, what? What did you say? What did you say? And then when the great, and my great friend, my lovely friend from the state of New York, Don Lemon. I feel Don Lemon. He's a cable news guy on CNN. I watch CNN one time for 5 hours. I said, how did I do that, Jesus? I'm not even a TV guy, you know, too much. But I enjoy it, you know, watching the protests and this and that, because it's worldwide. You can see it on the television cables in Thailand, USA, all over. And when I heard that officer, I said, what?
And he said he was going to shoot him.
Yeah. He said, I won't even like you. You know, it's like, well, I hate you. Like, wait a minute.
And Allah Jehovah told me that 46% of the police force hate niggabites.
Yes, yes.
I mean, like, whoa.
Very prejudiced.
That's very
yeah.
prejudiced. That's almost 50%.
Yes.
They need the God Jesus love, baby.
Right. Definitely.
There, I mean, because
yes.
that's a high percentage.
Yes, it is. It's very high. Because, you know, in the state of Missouri, my brother didn't realize, I didn't know there was that prejudice, because we're not prejudiced. We love every race. We love black, white, Spanish, Latino. Our great friends up in the northern UK, the United Kingdom.
Right.
You know, good day, Mike. We love people in Australia. Oh, yeah. We love people in Israel, Arabia. We from the most hated to the most loving. Everybody that knows us know that we are lovers. We love you strong, and we hug you long. Mm. And we cannot comprehend. And while we're on this subject, did you know that those who hate, but that racial hate is intensified, very negative. It's the most intensified hate, and that is equivalent
to blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
It's right above that.
And,
yes.
and that's a sin that cannot be forgiven.
Right.
Nobody can forgive that sin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do racial hate or hate individual for a race or something, that's almost equivalent to blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. That's leading right up into
it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And that's an unforgivable sin. I mean, basically, you'll be in hell forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
contempt.
It can contempt. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
there's no forgiveness for that. So that's
right.
a very strong hate. So my brothers and sisters down in that Ferguson area
uh-huh.
and all in Missouri, you better get yourselves together. You're not doing nobody any favors. You basically hurting yourself.
Right. That's right. Because love is the supreme key.
You got
you
that
see,
right.
The Son of God, that's the principle that we are supposed to love everybody on the planet. We don't have to agree with everybody on the planet, but you surely must love everybody on the planet. And if you plan to survive, I tell you, if you got hatred in your heart, cancer will take you out of this world quicker than a hopscotch and bonita mosquito. It'll get you going, you see? And then the angels go... You get the earth rocking, and they'll be doing that blah, 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 blah sound. So it's time, sweethearts. Now listen to us, sweethearts. Now, we're on the air here, excited, live, and we implore you, wake up and smell the roses, put your thumb on your nose, and get excited and thank Jesus Christ for life. And stop the hype, you see? 1, 2, 3, 4, we shall ever love the Lord. 5, 6, 7, 8, we will always now stop the hate.
That's right.
You see, it's time to stop the hate. And you're seeing all this activity happening, and what's in the dark is coming out in the light.
That's right.
You see, and racial hatred is nasty. It is nasty. It smells nasty. It is not good, sweetheart. You can go to church. And and also that officer said, you know, I received the Lord Jesus.
That's
Savior.
Right.
I received the Lord and Savior. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm a killer. And
I think Jesus wouldn't have had a brew on that. He shook his head. He walked out. He shook his head. The Father, he laughed.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's right.
He shook his head. He said, this is just too much.
Yes. So right there, that officer and many others took the Lord's name.
Yeah. He's saying that he's a devout Christian. He
yes.
accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying all this hatred stuff.
Right.
I mean, I can't see that.
Right. So pray for him.
See, yeah, he needs prayer.
Yes. See, when that saying is to intensify you to get hate because he's hating,
because right.
then you come down to his level.
Then there's two haters.
You're right.
That's the two negatives. And math, it says positive, but there's no positive in that.
Right.
There's
right.
no positive in that. Two negatives say. So he needs prayer, and he definitely needs prayer because he's only hurting himself.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and matter of fact, in this, what just happened, this was a glorification of that young lad.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a glorification of him. I mean, he's a transfigured being because of all this.
Yeah, so he shot him in the heavens. Huh?
Yeah, he shot him in the heavens to become a god.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and then the people of the church, they should be praising this, glorifying God Jesus
right.
for that. But, and go ahead.
Maybe the people should, just, now this is facetious, but I'm just going to say this. Maybe the people should say, hands up, shoot me, hands up, shoot me now, shoot me in the kingdom of God Jesus Christ. But don't do that. Don't,
yeah.
The priest said, say, go
no,
shoot
don't,
me.
Don't
do
that.
That's a sin.
Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
Because they will.
Yeah, don't do not do that.
No.
my brother's just playing. Some,
right.
A lot of times we play on stuff, but this is a thing, and I mean, we may play and say something. It's a lot of us playing,
right,
just having fun. But this one, we play and have fun, but we're going to say don't sue. Sometimes we don't say no, we just think you would catch it.
Right,
but
right.
This time we say, don't do that.
Don't go out,
don't go out and do that.
Crazy.
Do not do that. That
right.
is not a wise thing to do.
No.
Jai Jesus, baby.
Jai Jesus, baby. That's right. Because, see, some of the officers, we're not here to bash the police, because every city needs the police.
Right.
You need law and order. Matter of fact, I love looking at law and order on television. You say, how do you like look at it? You can't even see. I can feel it, baby. I go by the sound. And they play.
He has that sound up and listen. I said, what is going on
right.
here?
Yes.
So I don't watch that much TV. But you want to hear that sound. Hey, man, you hear this? He'd be into it, my brothers
yes,
and sisters.
That's right. And I can follow the whole scenery without taking a picture.
That's right.
You see, and I can tell you, I can give you an essay, a book report. If I went to Ferguson High School, I'd get him a book report on law and order. And they'll say, whoa, this guy knows more than we. We got eyes that we don't even know. You see, we got sight, shall we say. So in love, the name of the game is to love every single being on the planet, whether you understand them or not. Remember the law of differences, the law of respect. The law of respect, you respect every individual, regardless of who they are, what they are, what race, regardless of nationality, race, creed, color, or religion. Like tomorrow, or in a few hours, I'll be in St. Louis, Ferguson area, Missouri. I'll be excited. Well, do you got to be a Baptist to go to the church? Earth, no. No, no, no. It don't matter. I love to go to church to protest. You know, my brother, I'm not a good Catholic because I'm a protester. The word protester comes from Protestant, or Protestant comes from the word to protest. And I wouldn't be a good Catholic, and I love the Catholic. I could do mass real good. Nomades Padre Petro, Nomades Edifilio, and Nomades Padre Spiritus de Santos. I could do that real good, and I feel it, you know what I mean? But I'm a protester at times, and I do it with feeling, with my mind and my body and my heart. And when they say the services are going to be at the Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church, I said, you know, I like the Missionary Baptist Church because they protest. I don't care what they believe. I don't care of the doctrine, you know. Mm-hmm. I know they're in Jesus Christ, you know, to a degree. Most Christian denominations are in Jesus Christ in one form or another. You know, they have different doctrines and different viewpoints of God and Christ. But that's not the reason I'm going there. I'm going there for divine trouble. I like action. Action, baby. Action. The scripture says, Jesus said, I come to cause trouble. I come to put a sword. I didn't come to call peace. You know, and the chant says, no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Now, you people, you know, you're real nice, dainty people. Think about it. Jesus Christ is not a nice guy. He is a loving, merciful guy. And he'll knock your head off if necessary. Not that he'll do that. He can do it. He got the power to do it. But, you know, a lot of that destruction, he leave it up to his angel. You see what I'm saying? Because Jesus is so progressive, so loving, so compassionate, so hopeful. But yet, he likes trouble and the positive.
And
we know the Father loves trouble.
Oh, we know the Father. The Father. That's just automatic.
Yes.
The Father loves trouble. He
yes.
loves trouble. Jesus, different personality.
Right, that's right.
Don't take him for granted, though.
Right,
He, when he gets ticked off, like you heard one of our messages when he
yes,
got ticked off.
That's right.
You know, he got ticked off. And our brothers over there, stuff is still burning over there. They still burning.
In the USA?
Yeah, USA
in
over
Washington
there, in Washington State. They still burn emphasis on the President Barack Obama, and also on the King of the Universe, Jah Jesus.
Yes.
You know, but a few of them has stopped, like 25%. But now they got the heat. And then now they
oh,
got
yeah.
a flood. Then they're getting mudslides.
Right.
And then they had, what's this other thing called? This?
They had a haboo.
A haboo. I mean, they just don't get it. And
no.
that, what is a haboo? Tell them. That's
a dust storm.
Dust storm.
Yeah.
You don't have those. People say, how do you get a dust storm? Those angels can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they've not known they have
a haboo.
Arizona, you know,
right.
desert, but not Washington
State.
Evergreen site.
Right. So houses are going off the hills
right.
and all that stuff. I mean, It's just keep going. You keep doing it. It keeps going on. Nobody's going to stop it. Once those angels get stirred up, that's it.
That's,
I mean,
right.
They're still doing it. I cannot believe it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's right.
God, Jesus, baby.
God, Jesus. Because, see, when people get wicked, 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 slippity slide, wicked, 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 and they bring that, like you said earlier, my brother, the people bringing the negative destruction upon
their own selves.
You see? What I want to see in Ferguson, I almost said Washington, Ferguson, Missouri, in the USA, I want to see them hand clapping, foot stomping, marching around, rejoicing that this young lad, St. Michael Brown Jr., is a divine saint in the transfigured heavens of heavens.
Right.
He's marching and singing and loving and hugging on the supreme teddy bear, Jesus Christ.
Right. And not everybody can see Jesus like that.
No, you're right.
No, not everybody gets to, you think you, when you go, no, not everybody can hang around Jesus like that.
That's
only
right.
A transfigured being.
Yes. That's right, my love. Because it's like, this exciting subject of love brings hope. And, you know, it's amazing how time flies when we're having fun. You know, since we own the program, we're the owners of Son of God University, through the grace of Jesus Christ, we're going to go another hour minus 57 minutes. Which means I'm going to possibly add on 3 more minutes plus or minus. I could go over, but I'm going to, you know, let that be established in your hearts and in your mind. And I encourage all of you to attend the program at the St. Louis, Missouri, Ferguson area, St. Louis County, in the United States of America, of St. Martin Brown Jr. Celebration. And if they had me speaking over there, hey, it'd be a rock and roll concert, baby. Because they'll say, whoa, this Michael, we can't be sad. He's a saint. He's been transfigured and transformed into the heavens with a hug. We'll continue this message on love, on loving the Lord thy God, on the next time, on September 7th, 2014, with all of us here at Son of God University, we bid you love, joy, peace, and happiness,
yes.
And stay excited, remain excited, get excited, praise the name of Jesus. There's hope for California. There's hope for Missouri. There's hope for America. There's hope for Israel. There's hope for North Iraq. There's hope for South Korea. There's hope for all in the United States and the world and the galaxies. Peace, love, and light, and the grace of our Lord and Savior,
Jesus Christ,
be with you now and forever and ever. Amen.
God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby. The cannon.